Lana gulped again. If she had to creep to avoid being heard, it would take her so long to get back to Angie and R2-D2 that Monarch was sure to hear her again. Or maybe the pain of the calf would wear off, and he could use his real eye again. But maybe... She looked at all the droids gliding around her. Even at reduced speed, they made pretty good time. She crouched down into a ball and rolled into the carry tray of a droid passing her. It was a simple move, acrobatics much easier than some Leia had taught her, and she felt very proud of herself as she rolled up to a sitting position, having made almost no noise at all. The droid carrying her rolled back the way she'd come, straight toward Monarch. Alana made an unhappy face, fearing that she'd have to kick the man again. But as the droid neared the man, he grabbed it, determined by touching its head sensor area that it was one of his, and let it go. It moved past him a few meters, then suddenly veered off toward a set of side tables, almost as if someone had turned it off. Alana did not question her good luck. She just rolled free and stayed low, partially shielded by tables. Why didn't Monarch command his droids to surround her and hold her in place? Obviously, it was because he couldn't. Their spindly bodies didn't have a lot of room for processors. Probably they knew only how to go places and fix things. Another droid rolled past Monarch, was confirmed by him as a droid, and was released. It rolled on toward R2-D2. Alana moved forward and slid into its carry rack as it passed. This rack was full of tools. It was not comfortable to sit on, and she could not help but make a little noise as she situated herself on it. She saw Monarch turn back toward the noise, his eyes stabbing around, seeking her. Between her feet, she saw a metal file that looked like it might be able to pry R2-D2's restraining bolt loose. She snatched it up. Then, an idea occurred to her. She picked up the hydro spanner beside her knee and flung it as far as she could toward the tables she had so recently hidden behind. It came down on the floor with a series of clangs as it bounced to a stop. Monarch's head snapped in that direction. The droid Alana rode stopped, then reversed direction and headed off toward the spanner. Alana rolled free and came up at a crouch. She was now only a few meters from R2-D2. She moved as quietly as she could to stand before him. Monarch reached the vicinity of the hydro spanner, vainly looking for the source of the noise, and inadvertently kicked the tool. His extensible optic pointed straight down at it. Alana turned away from him and managed to get her improvised pry tool jammed under one edge of the restraining bolt. She began tugging at it. It came a few millimeters free. She looked back again. Monarch now had the hydro spanner in his hand and was looking around in its vicinity. The droid Alana had ridden last rolled up to him and took the spanner from him, returning it to its tray. Then its head swiveled around, detecting Alana, and it rolled toward the girl. Frantically, she returned her attention to the bolt and tugged harder. Another few millimeters. A shadow fell across her, and Monarch's hand clamped across her arm again. He yanked her away from the droid. Alana heard the clang of her pry tool hitting the floor. Monarch hauled Alana off her feet, holding her at arm's length so she could not kick him, the optic pointing out of his eye socket, looking around as if it had a mind of its own, made things even worse. She screamed again. He waited for her to run out of breath, and waited. She didn't so much run out of breath as realize that her arm hurt. She choked off her wail and thrashed, trying to break free of the man's grip, but he seemed to be as strong as a loader droid. "The problem with little girls," he told her, "is that unlike droids, they can't be memory wiped and reprogrammed. Meaning that if I let you go, no matter what you promise now, someday you'll tell on me." She glared at him, wishing that she could make one of her own eyes scary.
"I'm not going to promise you anything. I will tell on you. You stole R2.
"Yes, I think you need to see the inside of a trash compactor."
Alana heard feet shuffling toward her out of the hangar's dark corners. Monarch must have heard them too, because his prosthetic eye began swinging back and forth, peering into shadows. Alana struggled, swatting ineffectually at the arm by which he held her. She opened her mouth to tell Monarch that he was in a lot of trouble, but it was not her voice she heard next.
I say, I think you should unhand the little girl. If you do not, I will be forced to thrash you.